Yud Gimel with Aleph.
Okay.
We're going to start, we saw the Gemara,
right.
The one line, we're going to see it again, and that's probably all we're going to get to today. Shema Minah. So we can learn from here, mitzvah srichas kavana. Must be that when a person does a mitzvah, you need to have kavana, and we'll discuss what exactly that means.
Well, this is what back is to the opening sentence of the Mishnah, Ayah Kareba Torah, and you get a smart. So, you didn't have kavana, you had kavana to be mitzvah kriya, or reading it, but you didn't have mitzvah to be,
The Mishnah does clearly say, though, in kivein libo yotza.
But we don't know that. And what happened? No kivein libo, I yotza.
You can infer from the Mishnah, probably not.
And that's what the Gemara's opening line is for Srichas Kavanah.
Right, because otherwise, the fact that it says in kivein libo yotza, probably you haven't fulfilled your obligation otherwise. So that's what we initiate, that's what we think initially. Then it must be the mitzvah srichas kavana. So big deal, why is that a big problem? So if you look in Rashi over here, Rashi says, Shema minah, mitzvah srichas kavana. Shehei mischavin l'shem mitzvah. So you have to have some type of a kavana for the sake of the mitzvah. Okay, we're going to discuss exactly what that means. What is kavana? After all, again, when it comes to the Shema, there's a couple of elements of Kavana. The Kavana could be the Kavana of while you're engaged in the mitzvah, the words, and thinking about the words, thinking maybe of the meaning of the words. Kavana can also mean before you start the Shema, are you supposed to have Kavana that I'm about to fulfill a mitzvah?
I mean, is it even a certain Kavana when you say Hashem HaKeinu or Hashem HaChad, the certain Kavana that you have when you say Achad, right? There's three or four different Kavanas just on the word Achad.
Right. So the question is, when it says mitzvah srichas kavana, what exactly does that mean? So when it comes to the Shema, you can ask what that means, and maybe the way that Rashi is saying here, mischavin l'shem mitzvos, could mean that you're supposed to, before you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to realize you're doing a mitzvah. Apparently, if you're not thinking that you're about to do a mitzvah, so you just happen to be going through certain actions.
Let's say you just put on your tefillin. I mean, they have to do it, but you really don't have kavana. Just put them on because I'm supposed to do it.
But if you're making a bracha, on tefillin, then right away you have to have kavana.
Yes and no.
Possibly, yeah.
I'll tell you what. A lot of people, and I won't say present copy, except I won't talk about you. I'll talk about myself. Sometimes I get up and I die. I'm thinking about something else. I put on my tefillin. I even say the bracha, but I mean. I don't have in Zin, I don't have in mind, really, the thing I'm thinking, I got to do this today, I got to do that today. But I'm going through the road of putting on the tefillin, because that's what I got to do, and it's time to daven, and all that kind of, but if I really have the kavana of the tefillin and everything else, this. Just because I said the bracha doesn't mean anything.
There's kavana, and then there's going to be a much deeper kavana. When you are putting them on, and then you're stopping before you put it on, and you're making the bracha, okay? Even subconsciously, you have the kavana that you're doing an action. I can't see you.
So a subconscious kavana.
You're having a tactile sensation, you're having a verbalization being done at the same time. There has to be a level of kavana there, even though it may not be at the highest level. I mean, I have another interesting thing.
I mean, based on what you're saying, that it's possible what you're saying is there's no such thing as no kavana.
If you're making a bracha, that's what I was going to ask you, okay? I never heard of this concept, evidently it is. You may be eating a whole meal, you made kiddush, you made hamotzi.
Right.
Eating a whole meal, right. And then you're given some fruit for dessert.
That's a bar for yours.
Do you have to say bar for yours? You don't have to say bar for yours.
It depends if the food is part of the meal or it's considered to be like almost as a separate part of the meal.
It's
dessert.
It's dessert.
You have an entree, you have a soup, you have the main course, you have dessert. All in one meal.
It's the general practice is that person does say a bracha on those fruits.
Does say it.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not considered to be part of the actual meal. It's considered to be like a separate. That when you made hamotzi, you did not necessarily have in mind,
if you know that your regular meal is always going to be fish, soup, meat, dessert.
Right.
Okay.
When the dessert comes,
So also, let's say it depends on what the dessert is. What's in the dessert? Is
fruit.
A cake.
Fruit.
I'm saying, well, if it's cake,
you don't make croissants.
Correct. You do not. No one does.
Right.
No one does.
So white fruit, yes.
Because it's such a complex issue that according to I know the Chabad movement, they have dessert after they bench. Which made me also question if it's a question of a problem.
No, but
the fruit.
No, yeah, but that would make more sense. You know why? Because if you've already benched,
right,
then when you're making a bracha on the eights,
right,
it's not a bracha levatala.
Right.
If there's a question, if it's a bracha levatala or not, you're supposed to be making a chumra on it,
right,
and nothing.
Well, the only problem with that is, some people say the opposite. Let's say for dessert they're not having fruit. Let's say for dessert they're having cake.
Okay.
So they're going to make a mezonos on that cake after they bench.
Okay.
And the question is, should they really have benched before
the cake?
The cake. Now they're saying a bracha, shein tzricha maybe.
But since they bench, they're saying that the meal is ended.
Right.
Now they're having something else that they're making all nechya.
I mean, it's certainly not a halakhic issue, because it's certainly if they wait a very small amount of time.
Right.
Then you could certainly make a mezonos. I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong.
But if it's part of the meal normally, you still make a bracha on eitz.
You still make a bracha.
Let's say you start the meal with a fruit salad. You not make a bracha, some people.
It's only. It's. I mean, the Gemara discusses this in great length in the sixth parak. But there's a difference between the food which comes before the main part of the meal and after. Before is attached to the hamotzi, which you just made a few seconds ago. Because you're talking about having fruit probably right after the mozi.
You have a fruit, go to a wedding, you have a fruit cup.
So people don't make a bracha on that. It's not done. It's only afterwards. Because it's... Maybe
you
can look at it separated so far away from the initial bracha.
Do you have to, even though if you knew that I'm having this meal and I'm going to have fruit as my dessert?
On Hayetz and Hadam, we always do. Even if you know, even if you're the one that cut up the stuff the day before, you know? You still make a bracha.
Most people don't, I would say.
I
know it.
I don't know most people. Yeah, I mean.
Right? I mean, you know, you go to something like this, I don't know if anybody makes a bracha on that.
I do, but my father was there. That's why I'm just.
So are you trying to compare that to this in some way? Or this
in a way, yes, because you know, because of the kavana.
Right. The question is that bracha?
Is that bracha kavana?
Right. So. Apparently, that's the idea of the hamotzi. Why if you make hamotzi, all of a sudden you don't have to eat, you have to make a bracha on your soup and your...
Mm-hmm.
Right, obviously, like, for every course you should be.
That's the idea. The hamotzi.
And I've heard some people say you have to make thingy, if there is thingy, you have to make more than one bracha.
After hamotzi? After you made hamotzi?
If you did make hamotzi.
If you did not.
And you're eating mixed things, you're going to make a bracha on everything.
It depends.
There's a whole, I'm saying, there's so many different shaylos on this stuff.
Hilchos bracha is very difficult. So very difficult, because everything is so unique, and you know, every dish and platter.
And eating a chom, you have various different things that you can differentiate. You may have to make more than one bracha.
It depends what's in it.
Kori pri adam on the potatoes, and you have to make a shakal on the beans, and you have to make on the meat something else. I mean, the discernible and different. If you didn't watch.
Right. I'm with you. So that's
discussion recently.
No, it's
you're telling it, and he's telling you I'm telling it. I had a whole thing with somebody about it. I said, "Are you kidding me?"
It's something you can spend a long time discussing, which is, again, it's really dealt with more in the beginning of the sixth parak, which talks about Hilchos Brachos. But I'm not looking forward to that. But we'll get to it. We'll get to it. But in the meantime, let's continue in this Rashi. Rashi says, someone at the door, V'tikshul
Rabba.
This Mishnah.
Rashi Rabba about the Yom Kippur with the.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, we're blowing the shofar.
Excellent. Yom Reseklus Rosh Hashanah, Hatoikeya Lashir Yotz. According to the opinion of Rabba, if you're blowing the shofar Lashir to make
a
music,
song,
whatever, Yotz. So the problem with that is we clearly see, according to him, You're not, when you're blowing this instrument full of shir, it's
when
not...
You didn't have kavana, you have kavana of shir, you didn't have kavana of yotzei, the mitzvah of blowing shofar.
Right, exactly. Yud gimel menachem. So the question is on Rav. According to him, who holds that you do not need kavana for a mitzvah, it seems pretty clear.
So mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana.
So what is he going to do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah seems pretty clear in keeping libo yatzah. So
why he looks at that the Shema is a stronger mitzvah than blowing the thing, and it's not on the same madriga.
The question is, what would be the difference between shofar and that?
How?
That's one way he could maybe answer it.
No.
Gemara, we know the Gemara doesn't.
How can we go ahead and start saying that one mitzvah is more important than another?
We've said that already. We've said that.
I would like to find proof where anybody says one mitzvah is more important
than
another.
Well, there's certain mitzvahs, you know, mitzvahs of the Oraisa and mitzvahs of the Rabbana.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a mitzvah, period. Okay? How can we go ahead and pick and choose, this one's important, this one's not important, I can do this one, I can't do this one?
Well, I mean, that's what Rashi is telling us, so what the Gemara is saying is, it's you cannot necessarily distinguish between
mitzvah.
Shema
right.
And Shofar.
And according to Rava, you can.
No, Rava is saying that you don't have Kavana.
So,
He doesn't say that all mitzvahs don't need kavanah. He just says shofar blowing doesn't need kavanah. That's what his supposition is.
He holds that like that straight across the board,
right.
Presumably, unless some way he can distinguish between one and the other, which we haven't seen yet or ever. But at least at this point, that could be an answer, but you would have to come up with a logical explanation to differentiate between Shema and Shofar, which we're going to see doesn't go that path. Instead of that, he holds straight across the board, Rabbah holds mitzvahs and shrichas kavanah. So what he's then going to be forced to do is to interpret the words of our Mishnah to mean something else, because otherwise he'd have a problem. Our Mishnah seems like mitzvahs shrichas kavanah. So Gemara said, this is how he'll answer. My in kivein, libo, what does it mean that he has to have kavana? It means likros, to read. Okay. So therefore, right there, you can see there is a distinction between shofar and the Shema. The Shema has something to do with reading. The shofar is a sound. So he didn't have kavana to read, which means he didn't really read, apparently. So Gemara asks, what do you mean? What the Gemara is going to say doesn't make any sense.
Shofar is what?
Shofar, you're just blowing it. It's a sound.
You're reading it.
You're just making a sound.
But you make a bracha on blowing the shofar.
What's the equivalent thing of shofar? Blowing it or hearing it?
Hearing it.
Hearing it.
Okay. Which is the kol shofar, right?
Yeah, kol shofar, yeah. Okay. So you have to hear these sounds. Yeah.
So therefore, the guy's just blowing it.
Right.
Right? That's not the mitzvah of blowing tunes on the shofar. It's hearing specific kolot that are being produced by it.
Correct.
Okay?
Yes.
So the question now with Rava is that the guy's blowing these tunes,
right.
And all of a sudden comes out a tekiah, a true or a shvarim, a tekiah.
Right.
Not that, I mean, the sounds still had to come out to be the way they were. It wasn't just haphazard sounds that
right. They
were blown out.
Right.
Right?
Right. So, all right. He had, certainly the sounds were, he was yatsa.
But these specific sounds.
You wouldn't know necessarily that he was blowing it with sheer.
Right.
To anyone else on the street, you'd think, oh, well, this guy's blowing it with Rosh Hashanah. Okay. For sure. So, Gemara asks, Likros or Kakari. What do you mean? He is reading. What do you mean that he has to have? He doesn't really need, according to Rava, to have kavana. Mitzvos and shrichas kavana. You just have to have. You don't have to actually think about the fact that you're about to fulfill a mitzvah. You just have to read it.
Right.
So the question is, what do you mean? All you have to do is read it. He is reading it in this case. That's what the Mishnah says. Hayakara b'tora. So. Why, once it says Hayakar B'Torah, he should be Yatzah, according to you. Why does it mean that then the next line of the Mishnah, in Kiven Libo Yatzah?
Right.
If you're telling me Kavana means reading it, he is reading it. It says Hayakar B'Torah. Right? So what do you mean that, really, Mitzvah Sein Srichas Kavana? And when it says reading it, what does it mean that they're supposed to have kavana. Means you have to actually say. Not only just thinking, actually you have to say the words. That's what kavana means. It doesn't mean actually thinking. It just means the words are coming out. Right, just like the shofar sound
coming out.
Right. What do you mean? But the Mishnah already says he's reading the Torah. So obviously, if that's true, then why would the next line of the Mishnah say, in kivin libo? If kivin libo means that he's reading, he is reading. That's what he just said. So he said there's two different types of reading. There's reading without kavana, that you would be yatzo, according to Rav, no problem. But over here, the issue could be, kari bakara lahagia. That he's reading to revise. He's reading the Torah not even for the sake of reading it.
He's a sofer.
Let's say he's a sofer, right?
He's trying to see if it's kosher.
Yeah, and it happens to be he's mumbling. He's questions what exactly does the Gemara mean. Okay. We're going to see about Malchus Rashi and Tosos.
Can I ask a
question? Yeah.
The wording is in kivein libo.
Right.
If it's in kivein, then that could be just the reading. And then we're saying kivein libo, he's adding another element to the kavana.
Yeah, but he could have kavana to read. He doesn't have to have kavana to yotze kriya shema.
When you're saying libo, you're talking about the emotion that's involved.
Yeah, so you're because like he says, you know, from my yard, you just pass it, and I'm skipping the reading. Or I'm actually concentrating on reading, but I'm not concentrating for the sake of Kriya Shema. I'm concentrating for the sake of the Shema of maybe learning Torah.
So when the time Shema comes around, you're a Kavan Libo. You've changed the Kavana of just straight Kavana to something that's at a higher level of Kavana.
How do you know that? Maybe you're...
Because why, it's a redundancy of the word. You could just say Kivein.
No, let me ask you, sometimes you read an article and you just skim it. I heard there's something in the article about whatever, okay? And then sometimes I'm sitting, I'm concentrating on this article because there's a certain thing I wanted to write for it. A guy like this, a guy is reading the Torah because he wants to see if it's right or what the truck or whatever it is. Like we just had an Inyan on Shabbos where the Asnachta was on a certain pasuk. Remember, we were reading about the Kum, right, where the Kum went before or after. Okay, yeah. So we just I was looking at the Torah just to see where the Asnachta. I wasn't reading for reading's sake. I was looking to see about the truck if the truck was put on a certain thing. Or I'm sitting, I'm learning the sugya in the Chumash for learning's sake. Lishma, I'm learning Torah to that. So my kivan of my leg is to learn Torah, but my kivan of leg doesn't have to be yotzei with kriya shema. There could be two separate things.
I think what's happening here is the guy is doing a kavana, and when he hits kriya shema, all of a sudden, hey, you know, it's time kriya shema. I'm going to go ahead and read.
But the I don't think that's the inference of the Gemara.
But when using that terminology, there has to be some significance in the terminology.
Well, I think that's the reason why. Certainly, the Gemara initially thinks kivin libo must mean that mitzvah svichas kavana, which puts.
But that's not Rabba. Rabba wouldn't hold that way.
He's stuck in a corner. He has no choice. But so because of that, he has no choice but to read it this way, even though it may not be the clearest.
But there's another problem here. If you are saying the Shema for the sake of the mitzvah, you're supposed to be saying it so that you can hear yourself saying it.
Okay.
If somebody's just reading for the sake of reading, he might be reading silently, just looking at it. Like you read a book. But then
a lot of people daven, they daven silently, they don't say the words out loud. Most of the world does.
And that's supposed to.
100%, I know that, but then there's
Because there's a separate mitzvah by Shema that you have to actually hear the words that you're saying.
Right.
Which is not by
the rest of the daven. The rest of the davening, maybe you could just be reading it, but that's maybe. Probably not, but for the Shema, you certainly have to be saying it. You have to be saying it loud enough so the guy next to you can hear you, but you have to be saying it, at least your lips should be moving, you should be saying it in a way that you can know that you're saying it.
Right. So maybe according to Rabbah, they're not two separate halachas. This is the same halacha. The fact that you have to read it, we know you have to read it out loud, because according to Rabbah, that is the element of kavana that's necessary.
Maybe
just reading it out loud.
Libo, is that he's saying it in such a way that he's saying it so that it should be mostly him for the mitzvah of reading it, not just the sake of reading it like you'd read a newspaper. Most people don't read a newspaper out loud even to themselves.
According to Rabbah, can't read it that way because Rabbah holds mitzvos ein sriachas kavana. Right? You're right. That's it. Seems to make more sense. That's why the Gemara initially felt that the Mishnah clearly holds mitzvos sriachas kavana.
Well, I mean, mitzvos sriachas kavana. I would ask a question. This is maybe an outside example, but supposing you are renovating your house and you have a flat roof.
Right.
Okay. And your Italian contractor comes to you one day and says, "Hey, you know." He says, "You have a flat roof, there's a way of getting up to it. I put a little fence around it. Are you Yotze Maka? You didn't even tell him to do it. But it's there."
Well, you paid for it probably, right?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, you didn't, it certainly is not Kavana.
Okay.
But I think that you would have to say that, you know, if they rip it down and build another fence because of to be Yotze Maka, it's there.
Right.
It's built.
Correct.
You're paying for it. So maybe in retrospect you could be having the kavana, but then again in here you could say in retrospect you're having the kavana.
Yeah, but the reality is very, very simple. Since you're Jewish,
yeah,
and you will be building your own fence anyway,
yeah.
So you'll be asking the guy to do it before or after, so you're basically the Yotze anyway.
I have tools, you have tools. The two of us might be.
So, all right, let's see Rashi. Let's just see this one Rashi, which we're the Rashi, the Kori Lahagia, that you're reading it only to revise the to read
sofer.
Over, right? That's basically.
Sefer Mishba Tolos, the Fil Lekriya Nami Lo Miskaven.
Right. So the way Rashi's reading, you're reading over this book. So if there's you want to see if there's any errors, any mistakes, you're proofreading it. So you're even to reading it, you're not even to read it.
Lo Miskaven.
So which means that...
Wait a minute. How can you read without Kavana?
You're skimming it.
You're just skimming the,
you
the,
may,
the letters.
A couple words may be coming out of your mouth. Some may, some may not.
No, but it's Kavana with Bar
Mitzvah.
Definitely not.
Is that same?
According to Rabbah, Mitzvah's ain't Sriachas Kavana. So this is an explanation that you do not need Kavana. Apparently for that you're about to fulfill a mitzvah. According to Rabbi, you just have to likrot, you just have to read it. As long as
and
it's said.
Back to saying it, that if your lips are moving, you're doing it out, so at least you yourself can hear it, otherwise you're not. That's the Kavana, because that's different than normal reading.
According to him, that's what the Mishnah said means, Kivin Libo. Yeah. You don't need Kavana, but that's Kivin Libo.
Yeah.
Reading it, that's all you need. So, Rashi is problematic, and Tosfos is going to really explain why it's problematic. Well, so look at this Tosfos over here. The Lashon HaKodesh, excuse me, is that the one? I apologize.
The Kor
Lagia. Thank you. Kor Lagia. Perish B'Kuntres, so the notebook explanation, which is Rashi, because it used to be in a Kuntres, used to be in a notebook, before it was put into the text. She'ein Mischavanim Likrot. You did not have the Kavana to read. Tamer. So Tosfos says that doesn't make sense, which implies Akati Hakakari. I don't care that you're reading it, but you are reading it. According to Rashi, it sounds like you're reading every single word, but you didn't even have Kavana to read it. You only had Kavana
to check it.
But while you were checking it, no, reading it means, I guess, you're looking at it, maybe...
Saying the words, maybe thinking about what they mean.
Possibly, possibly not, right. Something. But according to Rashi, it sounds like you are actually saying every single word clearly in that case. So he says, what do you mean? If that's so then you are Yatsa. What does it mean? In Kivin Leibo, you had Kavana or you didn't have Kavana. In this case, you're still reading it. So you should always be Yotze, according to Rashi, once you say the words. It doesn't matter even if you're reading it just to proofread the text. Al-Korach, therefore, Tosfos is a little bit more clear. Nira b'kori l'hagia, what does it mean, kori l'hagia in our Gemara? It means, she'enu kori hatevos gilchasan. You're not reading the words properly. In the Kudusan, with its vowels, the proper enunciation of the words. Ela kiksivasan, kori, the way... It's written is how you read it. Kedilohavin, b'chaseros, v'yaseros, just you're checking to see if there's any words letters missing, any letters added. Kamola totafos, mezuzos. You're not even really reading it. You're just skimming through it in order to check if there's any spelling mistakes. In kivin libo lavdafka, in these words, it doesn't mean kivin libo necessarily, according to Rabba. Elokomer, what those words really mean is likros kedin. It doesn't mean they actually have to have kavana, but kivin libo means that you know that you read it properly, kinikudosan ukehilchasan, according to the reading of its letters and all of its vowels. According to Tosus, the difference between kavana and not kavana is whether you're actually reading the words properly.
Well, let's say if I'm saying by the Bar Mitzvah, boy practicing for reading for the Bar Mitzvah, right?
Yeah.
He's reading the Torah, he's reading the words, but he may not have Kavanah in what he's reading. He's just reading it for the sense of going for his Bar Mitzvah parsha.
He's not having Kavanah to do the Mitzvah. I can't, you know.
Right, well, that's the whole thing. You'd be Yotzei. If your Bar Mitzvah parsha is Shmadnit, and you're just reading it to learn the Bar Mitzvah parsha, or he has a teacher that's reading the things, he says, Amen, or whatever it is, and right. The kid's following along with him. He's not reading Kedei, he's just reading it for Kriya's sake. He says, there's no Kavanah of the teacher's boy for his Bar Mitzvah. He doesn't have the Kavanah to teach him Shema. He's learning, you know, Shema isn't the thing, but he's just reading it for a sense of reading, like for Bar Mitzvah, where you do the Trup and the Kriya, everything is kosher. But his kavana is teaching the Bar Mitzvah boys, according to his kavana, is definitely not davening or saying Shema.
So according to the explanation of Tosfos, the whole time, according to Rabba, this is in Sriachas Kavana.
Rabba would say only he's not
doing he was 100%. Right. So he read the words clearly.
Right.
That's it. Doesn't exactly make a difference what he said.
100%.
Exactly. Okay. All right. So now we're going to see. Spend definitely the rest of the time going through some halachic sources over here. So I made an underwear.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do we hold like Rabba?
No, we're going to see that right now. We're going to see who we hold like, whether or not Mitzvah Sukkos come up. We'll have to see. I'm not going to turn to the last chapter of
Stay
the novel.
Tuned.
Yeah, I can't tell you every single secret. Alright, so this is the Mishnah Berurah, Chayel Galef, Simon Samach. We look on the very top where it's a Sif Dalet, where it says Yesh Omrim. This is page 186. Okay. So we're going to read the actual Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Cairo, which will continue, we'll just get to the words of the Chayin Halacha. Okay. Yesh Omrim. There are those who say She'ein Mitzvah Sriachas Kavan. Okay, we got that. Probably the opinion of Rabba. You don't need Kavanah, whatever that means. V'yesh omrim shesrichas Kavanah. Some say that you need Kavanah, and he defines, what does it mean, srichas Kavanah? What says b'asiyas osa mitzvah. So you fulfill your obligation in performing that mitzvah. So Kavanah, apparently the machlokus is, not, Mishnah Berurah is going to define this a little bit better, the machlokus is not whether or not you need to have kavanah on the words or in the middle of the process of every sentence, every this. The machlokus is whether or not you need to have kavanah before you fulfill before you do the mitzvah. Do you actually have to think, I'm about to fulfill the mitzvah?
No.
Right. And then what does it say? And at this
chen
halacha.
So what is it? They're all like Rabba.
The halacha, it sounds according to Rabbi Yosef.
Not like Rabba.
Right, that mitzvah srichas kavanah.
Right. Right.
We're going to, obviously, that needs a tremendous amount of work. There's a lot on this page. But we're going to do sif hay.
Excuse me.
Afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah.
It says Yesham Rem and Yesham, right?
Yeah.
And that's Vachem Halacha. What does Vachem Halacha mean?
This going on the latter statement.
Let's say it's Basios on Mitzvah. You do need to have Kavanah.
It's going on the latter statement.
So we don't hold like Rava. That's
at least, according to Rabbi Yosef Karo. The Machaber holds clearly, and of course, this would be only, generally, you may see the Ramah, which is in a different font, afterwards. Ramosh Isilis, who's been the Ashkenaz, doesn't chime in this particular halacha, so it seems like everyone holds
Maskim,
that mitzvah srichas kavanah, but it's not so clear. I mean, there's so much to discuss, but we'll at least let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this, and he defines this in great detail, and the Ber Halacha we'll see as well. So if we look in the Mishnah Berurah where it says Dalid, which is the quote of the Sif. And then there's the Zayin, which is in parentheses, which is in the middle of the Sif, which directs you to the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh Omer. There are those who say you need Kavana, and there are those who say you don't need Kavana. So this is going to the part of that you do not need Kavana. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dad the Lafi, Hamisbah Airman, a postkin, it's been explained by the many postkin. Shnei Kavano Siyesh Mitzvah. There's two elements of Kavana when it comes to any Mitzvah. Basically, every mitzvah. Achas kavanas halev l'mitzvah atzma. One is the kavanas halev for the actual mitzvah itself, which means you're engaged in the mitzvah while you're engaged in the middle of the mitzvah, that you're having kavana while you're doing the mitzvah. V'sheinis, in the idea of what you're doing, v'sheinis kavana latzeisba. Another element of kavana, second element of kavana, is that you have kavana to fulfill your obligation with this action that I'm about to do. The Hainu Shechavein L'Kayim B'Zeh Kasher Siva Hashem. Hashem told me to do a mitzvah, and I am about to fulfill it. K'mo Shekosov Bach. So that's what the Bach says. So you can distinguish between two different elements of Kavana. The Kavanas HaMitzvah Shenisker B'Zeh HaSif. When we find in this particular Sif, a machlokus whether or not mitzvah Srichas Kavana, what element of kavana are we talking about? Is the machlokus talking about the kavana within the mitzvah itself, or is it the kavana of latzeisba? Is there a machlokus among the poskim whether or not you have to have kavana to fulfill it? So he explains like this. This particular argument brought down by Rav Yosef Karo, whether or not mitzvah svichas kavana, ain't totally klal b'kavanas halev l'mitzvah atzma. Is not talking about the kavana you have while you're doing the mitzvah. Shechavin b'libo l'mashehu motzi m'piv. That you have to, for example, by certain mitzvahs that you say, that you have to actually know and have a concentration what's coming out of your mouth. V'yaharher b'libo l'dabar acher. Not to be thinking about other things while you're in the middle of the mitzvah going. For example, b'kriya shema, tfila, b'yachas hamazon, kiddush, kedoma. All these different mitzvos which entail speech, the zelu kli alma, according to everyone holds the lachatchila, preferably mitzvah shichan b'liba. You should certainly be thinking about.
You just can't be saying it, but you got to be thinking what you're saying.
You shouldn't be focused on what am I doing.
Right. What am I exactly?
Right. However, b'di'eved, everyone holds im lo kivein yatsa. Everyone, even Rabba, holds that if you did not have kavana, you've still fulfilled your obligation.
And the only Rabba's not even with the Yavah, that's his lachatchila with Rabba.
Right, I'm saying, even according to, I apologize, according to the opinions that say, mitzvah srifas kavana,
but the Yavah, they say yotze.
Your yotze with regard to the kavana of thinking about what I'm doing while I'm benching, and not having my mind wander somewhere else. So if my mind is wandering somewhere else in the middle of the benching, then I'm still yotze, I still fulfilled my obligation, even though I didn't have kavana. I was spacing out, but I said the words.
But if you started with the kavana and then your mind went.
Right, so the idea is, if you had the kavana before benching, and then in the middle you lost your.
Right, okay. You start thinking about something else.
But you were saying the words, right. So though you definitely did the kavana of I'm about to bench, I'm about
right.
to go,
it's but so malos, and then you start thinking about something else. Right.
So that, b'di'eved, you're certainly yotze. Everyone holds like that. Even if you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, but it's not talking about that type of kavana, explains the Mishnah Berurah. The only exceptions is the lavan of pasuk rishon shel kriyashma birchas avos shel tefila, as he explains, kimoshi mavor lo kavana. Explains later on. The only exceptions is the first paragraph of the Shmoneh Esrei, right? And the first sentence of kriyashma, shema yisrael shel makanim shel machad. Those are the only two things that you must have kavana for, not the kavana of fulfilling the mitzvah, but the actual understanding what you're saying. That level of kavana you need to have. Other than that, if your mind wanders at any point, but you said the words, you were thinking about something else, you ought to be the end. Rak, only, chulakim, what are they arguing about? Be'inyan im chayv l'chavim kodim shiyat shemaskil ha-mitzvah. Before I even started the mitzvah, do I need latzeis b'asisosa ha-mitzvah? I actually have to be thinking about the fact that I'm about to fulfill a mitzvah. That's what the machlokus of kavana is. U'mitzvah min ha-mubchar, Kuliyama Modin and Sar Kavana. Of course, everyone holds that the best thing to do is to have Kavana.
But if you're reading the Chumash and the thing, obviously you weren't having the Kavana of that I'm going to say Shema.
Right. Exactly. So until
he reaches the area of Shema, then says, I'm going to go ahead and...
Yeah, but his initial thing was he was just reading along. He didn't go into it to say the Shema. His mitzvah, his intent was not Shema for tefillah. I'm just reading this parable.
What happens if you're doing that?
Right.
Right? And then all of a sudden you hit Parsha Shlach.
Right.
Okay? And so, you know, it's time, it's a month for Shema. I'm going to go ahead and read this now and have
Kavanah. Fine, but it wasn't as if you went to a city, I'm going to sit on the section, but some say Shema, I'm saying Shema, you have a different Kavanah there. That's the point. Because you were reading along for the sense of reading. You weren't reading
prior to you doing the mitzvah of reading Shema, you stopped doing what you were doing mundanely and said, now I'm preparing myself for it.
If you could turn it on, turn it off like that.
Sure. I'm not sure you can.
Your initial intent was
His initial intent was doing something. Then all of a sudden he saw that he reached a certain point. He says, I am now going to fulfill Kriya Shema by saying Shema now because I reached
it. All right, let me ask you, let's say you read it and then you realize it was time for Shema. What you say? That's the key over here, right? You didn't have it, you were reading along, and I just said Shema, isn't it time for me to say Shema? I think that's what they're talking about, not that he stopped and made a whole big thing. He was reading the Pasuk of Shema.
In that situation, in Kiva Libo, then he would be, and if it's not, then only according to Rava would he fulfill it.
So the Gemara is talking about the scenario where you did not have Kavana before you read it.
Right. If you read it and after the fact, you're saying, hey, it was Shema time. I'm Yotze.
Right. After the fact that he should not be Yotze because he was not the Kavan Leva.
Right. But if you hold Mitzvah Shvichas Kavana, what it means is that you stopped where you're reading the Torah, you noticed you're up to point X.
And now I'm going to prepare
now
myself for
I'm about to fulfill a mitzvah, boom. That's when you yotze.
That is Kavanah.
Right.
But if you didn't.
But according to the Pinnah of Rabba, the interpretation is no, you don't have to do that at all. You can say the words and you can still be yotze. And the whole idea of our Mishnah, as we said according to Tosos, of Kavanah is just reading the words. But if you said the words, you don't even have to think about that what you were doing before. And what you did before is not necessary to have the Kavanah. But the Mishnah Berurah clearly holds that Rava is not talking about this, that you should l'chatchila and not have Kavanah. Everyone holds it's better. Mitzvah min ha-mukhar certainly that Sarach Kavanah, you certainly need to have this Kavanah. Okay. We jump now to the next part of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says Shesrichos Kavanah.
Okay.
Okay. According to the opinion that says you need Kavanah. So he says like this. Bim lo kibin lotzeis yedei chavaso v'yasiyas ha-mitzvah lo yatzim min ha-torah. So according, what does it mean, Mitzvah Shesrichos Kavanah? It means that you have to have concentration before you fulfill the mitzvah that I'm about to do a mitzvah. And if you don't do so, you're lo yatzim min ha-torah. You have not fulfilled the mitzvah. But Sarech lachzor v'lasosa. Since you're a Yosei, obviously you have to do it again. You have to do it again. You're a Yosei. Because you have to have in mind before you do the mitzvah, I'm about to do a mitzvah. De'afil im safek lo im kivin. Even if it's a doubt, I'm not sure, did I, before I said the Shema, did I actually think in my mind for a split second, I'm about to fulfill a mitzvah, of reciting the Shema? I don't remember. Did I say that? Which, by the way, a lot of people wonder, okay, what? After the chazan says his bracha, be'ava, also there's silence for a few seconds in the shul. What on earth? Why is there silence? People don't want to start saying the Shema? Because you're supposed to be thinking before you say the words of the Shema, I'm about to be Mekayim on Mitzvah Sase. That's what it means, Mitzvah Shichas Kavanah. And just to jump right into it, maybe, we don't know, possibly that may be an issue of Kavanah. We'll see if that's necessarily the case. But certainly the preferable method is to stop for a moment before you do a mitzvah to think, I'm about to fulfill a mitzvah. Okay. The afil im safek lo im kivin. Even if it's a safek, we know that it depends whether it's deraisa or rabbanan. This is where we do see a distinction between Deraisa and Derabana. Im hu mitzvah Deraisa, Sveikul Chumra. When it comes to a mitzvah which is a Torah-based mitzvah, we hold Sveik Deraisa L'Chumra. So in the case of the Shema,
which is Deraisa,
and I don't remember, did I have Kavanah before I said it? I can't remember. So if it's a Sveik to you, that's a Sveik Deraisa L'Chumra. So what should you do? Say it again. Cain causes the prima garden. Fine. What's the prima garden?
Wait a second. If you're making a bracha.
Oh, it's going to be the next line. Venerally, delo yivarech oz al mitzvah. That even when it comes to a deraisa, in which you, it's a suffix, I can't remember, did I have kavanah before I did the mitzvah? I don't remember. So, according to the prima garden, you have to do the mitzvah again. But if there's a bracha attached to that mitzvah, v'lav hachi, that the lo yavarech, that you don't say, ozal mitzvah. The belav hachi ish kama deyos v'inyin habracha, that feel in vaday lo kivin barishona. That even, there are some people that hold, that when it comes to a bracha, we don't have you repeat the bracha, even though you know for, not
that
it's
from you. That you weren't that strict.
Right, you definitely didn't have kavana, don't repeat the bracha. Unless you want to say the first bracha was a bracha vatala, but nonetheless, we don't have you say another bracha. Fine. Latzeis. Okay. What is the word latzeis going back on the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah is talking about that v'yesh omrim shesrichin kavana latzeis v'asiyas osamim. So you have to have kavana that you're about to fulfill a mitzvah. Laticha. Therefore, hatokeya l'islamid. Here goes the case of the shofar. You're blowing the shofar in order to
learn.
Oh, hamivarech birchas amazon. You're benching in katanim lachamchem b'mitzvos. I do this all the time. Okay? Mm-hmm. During lunch, all the kids wash, and someone leads the benching. And sometimes it's usually me. And the question, you know, I'm standing up there, I'm benching with the kids because I need to make sure that they're benching. The question is, am I yotzei my mitzvah benching with them because I'm really just doing it to teach them to bench properly. I'm not even thinking about myself doing the benching.
Only if he ate beforehand.
I'm saying I did wash, I made hamotzi, and there I am, I'm benching with all the kids screaming and pointing and running and moving.
So why?
That we're going to see.
But if you have the kavanah for it? Then
right, exactly. Now, that's what it's all dependent upon, that's what it's only upon. I also have to bench. V'shachach, of course, if you had kavanah, you had kavanah, that's not what I'm talking about. What if you just forgot? I usually don't wash. I happen to have washed. I remember after the fact, you know what? I washed today, and I did say every single word. So as I don't say, I did say the words. I didn't really think about it because I usually don't wash, and here I am today. I wash that bench again. So you forgot that you know you also were supposed to bench. Any other mitzvah which could be attached to some other matter, which means that you did the mitzvah, but you really had absolutely exactly. That guy who would be standing in the lunchroom who never washes, but for one day of the year he washed, and then after the fact, after he said every single word with the kids, he realized, you know what? I said all the words. You're not yotze. According to the opinion, this is sriches kavanah.
Are you not going to be over on bracha?
So the idea of brachos might be, as we said before, the distinction between the rabban and the raisa. Berachas HaMazon, even though it is a bracha,
yeah,
it's deraisa. It's deraisa. Benching is deraisa.
So therefore, l'chumra.
Right.
So therefore, you should not be.
That's saying. Therefore, you should. You should say
it. You said the bracha.
You said the bracha.
It was a
bracha vatal. I wasn't yotzei. The only time we say you don't have to say a bracha again is that the mitzvah you have to repeat. And the bracha attached to it, which you said the bracha, but you weren't paying any attention to what you were saying or doing, don't say the bracha again. Okay. Because the berachas hamazon is berachas hamazon. It's a different thing.
Oh, berachas hamazon is after the fact, and the bracha is before the fact.
Exactly. That's right. Yes. Okay. V'ayin betaz. So Mishnah Berurah says, I'm going to only, obviously not be able to say the whole thing, there's a lot more on this. The Taz says, Simin Tavpeh Tes, Shemuchach Medvarav, the Mevarim Katanim Hanal, in event, says the Taz, that you're benching with these kids, Lo Yatsa Pil Mandir Mitzvahs Ein Tzrich Haskava. Even if you hold, like Rabbah, that mitzvahs Ein Tzrich Haskavana, you're still not Yotze. What do you mean you're not Yotze? Why would you not be Yotze? You don't need Kavana, mitzvahs Ein Tzrich Haskavana. Because even if you hold mitzvahs Ein Tzrich Haskavana, nonetheless, there's still a time by you doing the actions that you're not Yotze. The Havi Kim Chavim Beferish Lo Lotzeis. In the event that you have explicit Kavana not to fulfill. So even if you hold mitzvahs Lo Srichas Kavana, you don't need to have Kavana, but at least you have to be part. But if you have the Kavana, I am not going to be Yotze.
Well, you were benching with the kids. I'm not Yotze with the kids, so you're not Yotze.
According to this, he's apparently holding that since you generally, you're just doing it to teach. It's not like you're just saying the words, you're Kayakari Batar, and you're just sitting there, but you're doing something, you're just educating people, which is clear you're not doing it because, for any reason at all, have any attachment whatsoever to a mitzvah for yourself. According to him, United Yotze, even according to the opinions that mitzvahs and Srichas Kavanah, we currently hold.
But the reality is that there is a level of Kavanah. Because if you're making the assumption
right. That
you're doing this thing even though you're not going to be Yotze, then you're having a specific Kavanah that you're not going to be Yotze.
Sure.
There's already a thought involved about it.
In this case, it's Mechavim.
It's opposite. You're having just the opposite thought.
Right.
Yudafka, that I'm not going to be Yotze.
Yeah, I mean, Kavana, that you're not
Yotze. You
right. In that case, everyone holds.
He says that you're not Yotze. Right. Even Rabbah.
Everyone.
Right. Absolutely.
However, v'im kavanaso v'yasiyas mitzvah, if you're Kavana doing the mitzvah, shum is inyan for something else, v'gam lotzeisba, and to fulfill my yedei mitzvah, mitzvah yotze, which means that if you have
to a double purpose. To
double
give,
purpose.
To say the thing and to teach.
And to teach, then you definitely fulfill the mitzvah because you did have.
So that goes against the Taz.
It goes against. Well, the Taz apparently is talking about a case where you only had Kavana
right. Not
to fulfill the mitzvah. But if you had Kavana. Mm-hmm.
To teach and to do this, then you'll say.
So the idea of Kavana to teach. Is like that you had Kavana definitely not to be Yotze. But if you had Kavana, but if you also had the Kavana in addition to teaching, I also want to fulfill my mitzvah, that doesn't negate the fact that you had Kavana for the mitzvah. Alright. Okay. Let's look at the bare halacha for a minute over here. Just the part that's underlined, which makes it adds a little bit more to this. And the next page is the next Mishnah Berurah we'll see next week is where it says v'chein halacha. We'll get to that next week. Let's see the bare halacha. We have just three different parts that I underlined. So let's see those. The first part in the bare halacha, which is just three lines, is the dafka v'da'o. Just know the dafka im hu yodeya shuchayev adayin b'mitzvah zushu osa. The whole question, the mitzvah srichas kvana, is only in a situation where you still know that you have a mitzvah to perform. Let's say that you thought you had absolutely no reason to have to do X. It's the first day of Sukkot, right? But you are in the middle of a desert island. For whatever reason, you decide to pick them up and shake them. You wanted to inspect your lulav and esrog and say, I can't wait till tomorrow when I get to shake this. So you start shaking the lulav and esrog, but in your mind you're thinking it's erev Sukkot, it's not Sukkot yet. The truth is, it happens to be you just made a mistake in your calculation what day it was. Oh, shiksavar shelulav zeh pasul hu. You look, oh man, look at this lulav. It's definitely pasul because of this. It's discolored. It's definitely pasul. But the truth is, you just don't know the halacha. It really is a kasha lulav. Kuliyam lo yotze. Everyone holds in that case. You're not yotze, and that makes sense because it's similar. Perhaps to what we just said in the Mishnah Berurah, you had kavana almost like not to be yotze.
Right,
you had absolutely like negative kavana. So in that case, also the Bar Halacha says, So we jump down in the Bir Halacha, the second wide line, but Dali should know. The Chol Zeru B'Shari HaMitzvos. Other mitzvos. Alo HaMitzvos HaTuli B'Achila, which is saying, it says, did I underline this? Yeah, anything which is attached to eating, can go to Zayis Matzah B'Pesach. V'hu HaDin Achilos K'Zayis B'Sukkah B'Lai Rishona, eating food on Pesach, first day in Sukkah, Das Shulchan Aruch would come on. In Simon Tavai and Hay, sift out. The Yotze B'Dievet Afil Imo Kivein. And perhaps the reason why, doesn't really explain over here, is that while you're engaged in an action, like eating, it's more than just saying something. Exactly, exactly. And we'll just see this last, so it's possible that's another distinction between eating and speaking, or an action and speaking. Yeah, speaking may be different.
But if you are sitting in a sukkah,
right?
Why else would you be sitting in a sukkah other than to eat in the sukkah?
I think that's the idea, because even though you are not really having kavanah, the truth is the fact that you're in there and you're eating, there is an element of kavanah you just don't even realize, possibly. And let's just see this last line of Bir Halacha, we'll have to stop. Let's say it's the two lines that are underlined. The apple pekane nearly, it appears to me, the im lo ochol kedei sviya, in the event that a person did not eat the amount of, right, that you'd have to bench midyar raisa, which is the achal to the sabata, the oschia bircha samosin shulhum midorban. If you ate a smaller amount, you still have to bench, but only not midyar raisa, midorban, a smaller amount.
Achal to the sabata, if you aren't surveyed, then you're not yet saved at the raisa.
Right, but there's still an inyan of benching midorban. It's possible you can hold it to Ridvaz, which we'll see more of next time. Shekama miachronim hiskimu, that a lot of the achronim hold, like him, the mitzvah derabanan ein sarach kavana lotzeis, ein sarach lakso amorach. Now when it comes to a mitzvah derabanan, there may be the idea, for some reason, we'll have to discuss why, that you don't need to have the same level of kavanah. We'll stop there.